Mark Rydell, Book 4, Chapter 27 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. In the same year in which King Egfrid departed this life, he, as has been said, caused the holy and venerable Cuthbert to be ordained bishop of the church of Lindisfarne. He had for many years led a solitary life, in great continence of body and mind, in a very small island called Fame, in the ocean which 9 miles distant from that same church. From his earliest childhood, he had always been inflamed with the desire of religious life, and he adopted the name and habit of a monk when he was quite a young man. He first entered the monastery of Maelros, which is on the bank of River Tweed, and was then governed by the abbot Eata, a man of great gentleness and simplicity, who was afterwards made bishop of the church of Hegustald, or Lindisfarne, as has been said. The provost of the monastery at that time was Boisil, a priest of great virtue and of a prophetic spirit. Cuthbert, humbly submitting himself to this man's direction, from him received both a knowledge of the scriptures and an example of good works. After he had departed to the Lord, Cuthbert became provost of that monastery, where he instructed many in the rule of monastic life, both by the authority of a master and the example of his own behavior. Nor did he bestow his teaching and his example in the monastic life on his monastery alone, but labored far and wide to convert the people dwelling around about from the life of foolish custom to the love of heavenly joys, for many profaned the faith which they held by their wicked actions, and some also in the time of a pestilence, neglecting the mysteries of the faith which they had received, and had recourse to the false remedies of idolatry, as if they could have put a stop to the plague sent from God by incantations, amulets, or any other secret of the devil's art. In order to correct the error of both sorts, he often went forth from the monastery, sometimes on horseback, but oftener on foot, and went to the neighboring townships, where he preached the way of truth to such as had gone astray, which Boisil also in his time had been wont to do. It was then that the custom of the English people, that when a clerk or priest came to a township, they all, at his summons, flocked together to hear the word, willingly heard what was said, and still more willingly practiced those things that could hear and understand. And such was Cuthbert's skill in speaking, so keen his desire to persuade men of what he taught, such a light shone in his angelic face, that no man present dared to conceal from him the secrets of his heart, but all openly revealed in confession what they had done, thinking doubtless that their guilt could in no wise be hidden from him, and having confessed their sins, they wiped them out by fruits worthy of repentance, as he bade them. He was wont chiefly to resort to those places and preach in those villages, which were situated afar off amid steep and wild mountains, so that the others dreaded to go thither, and whereof the poverty and barbarity rendered them inaccessible to other teachers. But he, devoting himself entirely to that pious labor, so industriously ministered to them with his wise teaching, that when he went forth from the monastery, he would often stay a whole week, sometimes two or three, or even sometimes a full month, before he returned home, continuing among the hill folk to call that simple people by his preaching and good works to the things of heaven. This venerable servant of the Lord, having thus spent many years in the monastery of Maelros, and there become conspicuous by great tokens of virtue, his most reverend abbot, Eata, removed him to the isle of Lindisfarne, that he might there also by his authority as provost and by the example of his own practice, instruct the brethren in the observance of regular discipline. For the same reverend father then governed that place also as abbot. From ancient times the bishop was wont to reside there with his clergy, and the abbot with his monks, who were likewise under the paternal care of the bishop, because Aidan, who was the first bishop of the place, being himself a monk, brought monks thither and settled the monastic institution there, as the blessed Father Augustine is known to have done before in Kent, when the most reverend Pope Gregory wrote to him, as had been said above, to this effect. But in that you, my brother, having been instructed in monastic rules, must not live apart from your clergy in the Church of the English, which has been lately, by the will of God, converted to the faith, you must establish the manner of conversion of our fathers in the primitive church, among whom none said that aught of the things which they possessed was his own, but they all had things in common. End of chapter 27 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.